This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. My buddy is Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a gentleman I first had the opportunity to get acquainted with when he spent 7 years as the head soccer coach at the University of Akron, won a national championship in 2010, moved on to the MLS with the Portland Timbers for 5 seasons. Now the head coach of your Columbus Crew, he is Caleb Porter. Caleb, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Caleb.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
You're getting back to work and returning with the season, with the MLS back is back tournament coming up at the Walt Disney World Complex. Caleb, are you guys ready for this? Because this is a big undertaking.
Yeah, we think so. We're excited. You know, we're excited first and foremost to be back to doing what we love, which is play and coach and be together and try to win games. And it's been a long, you know, for everyone, right, in this country, it's been a long 3 months, and hasn't been easy, but I really give a lot of credit to the players, because there was a period of time for 6 or 7 weeks where none of us could leave our homes, and we had to try to keep them fit, maintain a base fitness, and they were incredible just doing stuff on their own, and also the staff was very creative in how we sent workouts to them. We delivered weights, we delivered bikes, we did online Zoom workouts, you know, so it was something new for all of us. But now that we're back to training, you know, it feels normal, not completely yet, because I have a mask on when I coach, never done that before. But it's going to be fun, I think, going down to Orlando and hopefully getting this season kicked off again.
Yeah, Caleb, your thoughts on Orlando and you know, being inside that campus kind of atmosphere, like the NBA will be there as well. Just how will things change in Columbus, and what are some of the protocols MLS will have to go through, in particular the Crew?
Yeah, great questions. You know, what I can say is our medical staff, our doctors, our performance director, you know, they've done a tremendous job of coming up with our return to training protocol here in Columbus. You know, all of us were kind of waiting, you know, to see what was going to happen, of course, in following the governmental guidelines and, of course, the MLS protocols. But when they gave us the green light for us to get back to individual training and then small group training and then now team training, we've really relied on the doctors and the government officials and the MLS to guide us, and they've done a tremendous job. We're getting tested 3 times a week. I've had 11 negative tests, so that's always nice to get those tests, and we've had no issues, so it's been great. You know, we've followed a protocol. We're sanitizing. We're social distancing. We're testing. We're doing all the right things. So now that we move into Orlando, you know, in some ways it's even more contained, you know, because our players do leave our training environment and, you know, they're told not to leave their apartments, and they've done a great job of that. But in Orlando, we're in a bubble. Like, literally, we're not allowed to leave the campus. The first 24 to 48 hours, we're quarantined in our rooms while we get tested twice. And in theory, if everybody gets tested and everybody's negative and everybody stays in the bubble, there should be no issues. That's what we're hoping for.
Caleb, how long is the MLS's back tournament going to last? In other words, how long do you guys expect to be in Orlando?
Well, it's a minimum of 4 weeks, and it could be a maximum of up to 6.5 weeks. We're actually going to be there a minimum of 5 weeks because we're going in a week early to get a scrimmage with another team. You need to be in 7 days early and get 7 days of negative tests. So we're going in this Sunday. We'll be there for a week. We'll play an opponent and then have another 7 days before our first game. And then we have three games in the group stages with five days in between. If we get enough points to get out of the group stage, then we have another four games to win the tournament. So I think it'll happen pretty quick. It'll seem long the first couple weeks before the first game, but once you get into the games and playing, it'll go quick. But no doubt about it, it's going to be the longest time that any of us have been away, you know, from our families. So it's really important that we factor in the mental health of the players, that we're mindful of that. And we've done a good job here in the club as well of taking care of the wives. You know, we've given them the opportunities to provide nannies for them, pet watchers. You wouldn't believe some of the things we're doing to take care of the players, delivering meals. Wow. So they can have peace of mind when they're gone, because it is quite a long time.
Caleb, I'm just curious how exciting things are, you know, as we try to get back to normal here too, with, you know, not only a new stadium on the horizon that looks amazing, but also, you know, we've got a little affiliation with the Browns now because the Haslams are part owners in the Columbus Crew right now. How's that transition been, and how exciting is it to be a part of Crew Soccer right now?
It's very exciting. It's why I came back to Ohio. You know, I really, you know, feel like Ohio's home for me. My kids were all born in Akron. You had mentioned my time there. That was 7 years. I was married there. My three kids were born there. Some of our best years of our life was there. We had a great time. We loved Ohio. The people were great. And kind of fell in love with it. And then when I took the job at Portland, you know, had a great run there. But I was really looking forward to coming back to the Midwest. And when the job came available, I met with the Haslams and the Edwards family. And just hearing their vision really sold me on the job. And you said it, the infrastructure with the new training facility and the new downtown stadium, what's not to get excited about, you know? And when we really look at MLS and kind of this next era of clubs, it used to be initially these stadiums were built outside the city, and it's a great testament to the growth of the league that now the stadiums are moving inside the cities, and we're seeing really a thirst for soccer. And we're seeing packed stadiums in almost every market, and that's really our next step as a club. We need to move downtown. You know, Mapfre's been a great site for us. It's the oldest stadium in MLS, but it's not as relevant. It's not in an ideal location for fans to be able to go to dinner, you know, have a pint before the game. So this is going to be really a game changer for us.
Caleb Porter joining us, head coach of the Columbus Crew. And, Caleb, you just mentioned Akron. I had a chance to chat with you several times when you were head coach of the Zips. Two things I want to ask you about that. Number one, how has Akron had such a great soccer program? Not just locally. I mean, it's one of the best programs in the country and has been for a long time. You won a national championship there back in 2010. How does that happen at the University of Akron?
Well, I think it's never in any successful club program, if you will, it's not one person. It's, I think it's a collection of people that, you know, I certainly am proud of the 7 years I had. I'm proud that I was able to win a national championship, the program's first. But there were a lot of predecessors before me that did a really nice job. Stu Perry, the founder of the program, is one. And then obviously Ken Lola, who I followed up with. And, you know, they went to the national quarterfinals before I came. And I remember coming in and, you know, I was talking about national championships and you know, everybody was looking at me kind of cross-eyed like, really? That was as good as Akron's going to kind of do, a quarterfinals. That's, you know, and I was talking about how I was going to recruit the best kids in the country. And, you know, I had alumni tell me that's never going to happen at Akron. And, you know, I really didn't buy into that opinion. You know, I thought big and I believed that Akron could be a national power and could be a perennial national contender. So we chased the top recruits And we got a lot of no's at first, but if you bang down enough doors, eventually you start getting yeses, and then you win more games, and then it's really easy. Now I start calling, and everybody's like, yeah, I want to come. So it built over the 7 years, something I'm very proud of, but it took a lot of people. It wasn't just me. It was the staff before me. It was my staff during my time there. It was certainly a lot of really good players. I had nearly 23 professionals in my 7 years. Wow. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I was young, 31 years old, and still kind of learning and brash, a little cocky, probably, as you remember, Jeff. But I've calmed down a little bit since. But it was a lot of fun there. It really was.
You know, Caleb, I've been asked over the years, you know, and I've covered sports in Cleveland a long time, and this is what I've done for a living my whole career. And they've said, you know, what have you seen? What about practices and stuff? And Caleb, I'm not just saying this because you're with me, and I've said it on our show before. The best practice I've ever seen in any sport at any level was watching one of your soccer practices at the University of Akron, because the tempo, the intensity, I was so impressed. And Andy and I have seen enough practices of everything. You don't get impressed very often. And I just thought, my God, this is the best practice I've ever seen. What goes into your thought process? Because you created game conditions that I've never seen created in a practice before.
Yeah, well, thanks for that compliment. That really means a lot coming from you. But, my philosophy is you have to, it's simple, you have to create game-like situations in training. And so I work back from the game, and I look at the four or five days we have, and for me, every second of every training session adds up. And, of course, there's the physical, and you need to be physically prepared. There's the mental and the psychological. There's the technical and the tactical. So those four pillars, you can never lose sight of any one of those four. And you know, when you talk about culture, you know, it's not just the sessions, but it's the culture within the session. It's the teaching. It's the accountability. It's the standard. And, you know, I just love those days that I have. That's the best part of the job, is that hour and 30 minutes. Because I become a different person. I'm a Jekyll and Hyde, and, you know, I'm very passionate. I love my players. I love working with them and driving them and never letting them take a minute off. And I think that creates a powerful environment where everybody gets better and becomes, you know, a really high-level player in person. I've had a lot of players who didn't go to the pros that still I'm in touch with. They become doctors, lawyers. That's the other thing that gets lost sometimes in the championships and the wins at Akron. You know, we were one of the top academic programs in the country for 7 years. I mean, we had four or five guys that were 4.0 students. Half the team was in the honors program at Akron, so that was something that made me really proud as well.
That's awesome.
Caleb, are you concerned about college soccer right now? Because we're talking about, you know, college football running the show, and if college football is not bringing in money, it's not going to help any of the other sports along the way. Is there a genuine concern for you and with NCAA soccer and college soccer in general?
Tough question a little bit. I had felt towards the end of my time at Akron, that there was definitely a movement that was happening where players were leaving after a year or two. When we won the national championship, we had 8 players drafted, 5 in the first round. And 4 or 5 of those 8 were underclassmen. And so I started to see a trend where guys weren't even going to college, or they were going for a year or two. And I started getting offers to leave. And it finally just felt for me like, if the players are leaving early, then I need to jump on this movement as well, because I could just see that the academies were starting to develop players for the pros versus college being the breeding ground. I want to be very clear, though. I think college soccer will always have a place. But I think it'll be different from the standpoint of it won't be as much of a developmental for the pros step. It'll be more of a way for kids that aren't quite ready for the pros, or maybe aren't going to be good enough for the pros, to still have a meaningful experience, still play at a very high level, but stay 4 years, you know, and be prepared again to be in a job. So we're already seeing that movement. The best kids getting drafted first round even aren't, most of them aren't making it or seeing meaningful minutes in our league. And it's because the academies are now developing more of the players. But there's still some very good coaches in college. Jared Embick is one of them, my assistant coach for 6 years when I was at Akron. Other programs, you know, are really, really good, and they have good coaches and good players, and you're still seeing some guys go in. But the reality is it's not football and basketball. It's just not. You know, the model of development for football basketball is different. You know, we have more of now in our country a European model where you need to be a pro at 18, 19 years old to really have a chance, which is meaning that kids aren't going to college quite as much.
Caleb, I can tell you I became a Portland Timbers fan, and I've become a Columbus Crew fan. We'll be watching. We'll be rooting for you. And good luck as everything gets restarted and you head to Orlando coming up next week. We appreciate you being with us.
Good luck in Orlando.
Great. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. Anytime.
Caleb Porter, head coach of the Columbus Crew, joining us here on Baskin and Phelps on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The MLS is going to pull it off. NBA is going to try and pull it off. The whole bubble concept, really interesting, and we'll talk about it next on Baskin and Phelps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.